Hello, everybody. This is a very special edition of Black Trans and Beautiful. Black Trans and Beautiful is still on hiatus indefinitely. This is currently a check-in, and I'm sure that you all have heard about the tragedy concerning basketball legend and icon Kobe Bryant. I'm going to be talking more in depth about how I feel about it and my thoughts concerning media and some things. So stay tuned after a word from our sponsors. Hey, what's up, fam? Welcome to another installment of Black Trans and Beautiful. I know that has been about a week since I last came to you all. And this is just a very special edition. I'm sure that many of you all have heard by now, we've seen the news coverage concerning the death and loss of Kobe Bryant, a basketball legend. We remember him from being with the Lakers and being a great football player. Yes, he had controversy concerning sexual assault, but that's not important at this time. But in recent years, we've seen him do documentaries, become an icon, and we see him celebrating fatherhood with his daughter, Gianna, who was also killed in the helicopter crash with seven other individuals. And my prayers go out to all of the families that are that have been affected by this horrific tragedy. Found out going to church Sunday afternoon, and I couldn't believe it. I really couldn't believe it. And it was just like a hush went over the room, over the car. And, you know, something like that, you really don't know how to react to. And I will say this, life is so precious. Things can happen so unexpectedly. And you never know when it might be your time. Never know. That's why I say live life to the fullest. There's no time for bickering, for showing hatred, for holding grudges, for holding yourself back because of other people's opinions. And it took me a few days to really record this. Wow. I'm sorry if I get a little emotional in this, but this hits different. This hits different, especially with it being Grammy weekend and we are to be celebrating artists and the artistry of music and creativity. And it means, it just, I can't even find the words to say, because although I didn't personally know Kobe Bryant, the fact that one of the things that really bothered me about it is that several families lost loved ones, some of them experienced double, triple, quadruple loss in the helicopter crash. And losing so many family members at one time, losing friends, is very devastating. And I'm not going to tell anyone how to grieve. We all grieve differently. We all have our own ways of grieving. We have our own ways of dealing with it. Some may throw themselves into creativity while others may throw themselves into, you know, taking time to really grieve while others try to keep going the best they can. And my prayers go out to his family, to Vanessa and his three remaining children. Because my prayers not only go out to Vanessa and the children, but to the wives, the husbands, and the siblings, the family members, the loved ones, friends, coworkers, everyone that has experienced such a tragedy. 9 lives were lost. Families are grieving. And one thing that I notice, a lot of people are saying things to get clout, retweets, likes on Instagram. I was always taught to not speak ill of the dead. And yes, we know about the rape allegations concerning Kobe Bryant. We know all about that. That made headline news. I'm not saying he's guilty. I'm not saying he's innocent. And I'm not being a rape apologist either. Let me put it like this. And mind you, I was young when this happened. And sadly, you know, he lost his life. But we are able to discuss Kobe Bryant's life, what he did for the community, what he did for the world, as well as discuss the sexual assault. But I'm also disappointed in TMZ and other news outlets like The Shade Room for reporting on it before the families were notified by the authorities, by police, by officials of the tragedy. That is so violent and cruel in and of itself. And honestly, TMZ and The Shade Room needs to be shut down, in my opinion. They need to be punished. Because in put yourself in that situation where you found out that your loved one has died horrifically and tragically. Your husband, your child, your wife, your friend, your mom, dad, whomever. And you find out via the media versus your authorities, state police, or whomever is responsible for notifying you, and you find out via social media, via the news. That's horrific. So impersonal. And with this particular tragedy, just the uncertainty and the thoughts that will go through one's minds. My heart goes out to the families affected by this. And let's not just focus on the Bryant family. Let's focus on the other families as well that were affected as well. They need our love and support just as much as the Bryant family does. And my heart really goes out to the NBA and those my fellow athletes as well that knew Kobe, that worked with him, you know, and just seeing all of the love that has been pouring out. The world is a better place because of love. And I will always say what the world needs now is love. And I don't really come on and talk about celebrity death like that. I just try to stay true to myself. But this has hit differently, you know, it really hits differently. And one thing that made me tear up was watching Kobe Bryant talk about his daughter, as she's officially known, Gigi, and seeing clips of her playing basketball and her personality. And that one meme video or meme of him talking to her during a basketball game, showing fatherhood. And you really see a father taking time with his daughter. And, you know, it's something. It's really something. And I can only imagine what it's like. And I can only imagine what it's like, you know. I've experienced loss. I've lost an adoptive parent several years ago. But to lose, I've, You know, some of us may not know what have experienced the type of loss that these families have, but we've experienced loss. And my prayers really go out to all involved. And I'm also praying for those investigating the crash, those first responders, everyone that really have been touched by this or affected by this directly and indirectly. And what the world needs now is love. What the world needs now is love. With everything that's going on in the world, the violence, we hear about the earthquakes in Jamaica and other places, hearing about shootings and violence, we really should be showing each other love right now. We really need to be showing each other love. And I stand by that. So live, love, and be free. I'm not going to put anything fancy in this. Just live, love, and be free. And I mean it.